Hey Andy, Nims here. Thanks for tuning in to the Hey Andy's podcast by Brahma and John. If you're hearing this, you're currently not tuned into our subscriber feed and will only hear a portion of the episode. To subscribe, head over to brahmaandjohn.com or click the link in the podcast description for more information. I look forward to welcoming you to our community, where you'll find full episodes and other exclusive content. Honestly, man, it's lit. Enjoy the episode. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Hey Andy's podcast, a marketing, business development and strategy podcast for multi-hyphenates, people who are this and that folk, my infinite potential people, people who I like to refer to as Andy's. To find out more about the Andy world and what I do, head on over to brahmaandjohn.com where you can book a one-to-one session with me, join the community or just browse our resources. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about content, and the title of this episode is Make Sure Everyone Sees Your Outfit. So you may remember a few episodes back we had an episode called Plan Your Outfit in Advance, and we likened content to clothing. We spoke about what it's like to make sure that you have your outfit ready to go the day before your big do, and how easier it makes your life and how much less you have to worry about. This is the same thinking. So this time around we're thinking about it in terms of ensuring that everybody sees your outfit. So now you've planned your outfit in advance, you've ensured that this is what you need to do, this is what you need to wear, this is, you know, this is the look that you're going with, you're pretty happy with yourself, and you get to where you're going and you want to make sure that everybody at this location sees you. And beyond that, on your way to this location, everybody sees you, because you know you're really, really feeling yourself. You're feeling yourself and you want everybody to see you. So this first outfit that you're wearing, I want us to put our party hats on and think about how we behave when we want to make sure everyone sees us in an outfit. So I don't know if you're familiar with Yoruba culture, but we love a hall party. We love a hall party. And if there's a hall party, let's just immerse ourselves in this scenario for a minute. So it's a hall party. You've gone to the tailor. They've made your outfit. You've tied your ghillie, your head wrap, and you've got your jewels on, and you are dressed to the nines. You are sparkling. You're giving them. So what's first things first? First things first, you ensure that when you're parking your car, you park your car in optimal location, as in right in front of the entrance, so that when you leave, everybody, when you step out of the car, everybody sees that you have arrived, because we know that the arrival is one of the most important parts of a bang entry. Like, to ensure that, you know, everything is, you know, I'm trying to think of the way to say it without slipping into certain lingo, but just to ensure that, you know, everybody has seen you, you have arrived, you've announced yourself, your arrival is very, very important. So how do you gain everybody's attention from the beginning? And that is arriving at the optimum time. So you might arrive, this is bad manners if you do, but you might arrive, if it's a wedding, when the bride and groom are walking in. So if you're entering with the bride and groom, of course all eyes are on you. You're entering with the trending topic. This is something that everyone's currently talking about. This is something that everyone's currently focused on. And you have managed to slide in at the same time as the trending topic, so you can benefit from some of the focus that's on them. You've planned your arrival, you've entered. That's one way to get more eyes on your outfit. Another method is ensuring that you walk up and down that hall enough times. So you won't just walk in once, sit down in your seat, and that's the end. No, you walk up and down, you maybe go help one auntie here, you go greet that uncle there. You make sure everybody sees your outfit. Speaking of greeting uncles, another thing you can do is go around and greet everybody. Interaction. You go and you talk to everybody that you can see, or everybody that you know, and you ensure that they know that you are here. They see you. So you don't just expect them to see you by virtue of you just walking in. You go in and you interact with them and you make sure that they can see you. They know who you are. They know you're here. Another method is walking up to the stage, going to the high table and sitting where everyone's attention is already in. So inserting yourself in the center of the conversation, making it about you, likening the information to you, commanding the stage, taking their attention by inserting yourself into the middle. That's another way of making sure that everyone's got eyes on you. So you may just be the MC. There's a role that's missing. For some reason, there's no MC at this wedding. So you decide you're going to take control of the moment. You are going to center yourself. So if you step back from the clothing and hall party analogy for a minute and we think about the different types of people that we may find. So let's take Clubhouse for example. Sometimes in a Clubhouse room there'll be different people on stage and you have moderators and the moderators aren't doing a poor job. And I've been in a few rooms where someone might go, if you lot don't mind, I'm going to help moderate because it's a bit, helter-skelter up here, so I'm just going to moderate. So if you don't mind, if you can give me moderator access, I'll be happy to assist you. And the moderators, more often than not, are pretty much like, yeah, definitely, sure, thank you so much, because, there's a lot going on and I wouldn't mind having extra hands. That person has inserted themselves into the conversation. They've centered themselves and now they are a part of that conversation. They're not just watching it, they've changed their position. So there's many different ways of ensuring that people's eyes are all on you. So that's just live and direct, that's day off. We can think of that as launch day or post day or whatever. So the post has gone out and you've gone to interact with people on their different pages, you've gone to comment under their posts, you've gone to like their posts. Basically you're saying, hey, I'm here, I'm alive, I'm active, come talk to me, right? You've also gone to ensure that you've posted it on your feed, you've posted it in stories. So this is you walking up and down the hall. You're letting people know this post is round, it's here. You've posted it on Twitter, you've retweeted it. You've taken it to all the different places, You've gone to greet all the uncles. You've now gone and put yourself in front of all the different, tables. You've gone to greet the aunties. And you've said hello to everybody. And now you're announcing yourself in the different rooms. You've gone backstage, maybe to the changing rooms where the bridesmaids are. You've gone and said hello. You're basically going to all the locations that you can think of. You've landed at the optimal time. You've arrived. You've managed to jump in on a trending topic. You managed to link that trending topic back to yourself. You're making sure that everybody sees your outfit, right? So the other thing you're going to do, you're taking pictures. You're posting it on socials. You're adding it to your newsletter, you're sending it around, you're doing WhatsApp, you're sending it to the aunties and uncles, you're tagging your friends, you're really doing a lot. This is your first, shindig post-COVID. Now you want everybody to know you're turning up. You know what you're going to do to ensure that everybody knows you're turning up, both offline and online. Sorry. Don't know why my throat is acting up suddenly. I've been fine all day. Maybe it's because I haven't been talking much all day. So now that I'm finally talking, it's like, whoo, coffity cough, right? So that's what you're going to do to make sure everyone sees your outfit, right? Then the day's over and, life moves on, but you still have this outfit that you spent money on. And it's this outfit that has you looking like a 10, right? And it's just, you're just not happy with it sitting in your wardrobe. You're not happy with it, being out of commission. This outfit, you need to get your money's worth. You went to a tailor, you did all sorts for this outfit. And it can't just be a one-hit wonder. So now you want to repurpose this outfit. You want to find new ways to keep on wearing this outfit that are fresh each time. Because if you wear that one look, maybe you can get away with wearing that one look one more time. No one will say anything, but trust me, even if let me not even say in any community, even if I saw you, I would be like, are you not tired? Once you're wearing it 3, 4, 5 times, like you can't repeat the same look down to the way you've tied your scarf and the jewels 3, 4, 5 times around me. I'll be saying, please, sir, wash your machine or not. You gotta do something. I'll be looking at you. I'm just joking. I tend to mind my business, but still, you've spent money on yourself, and you have every right to wear the outfit that you spent money on 1,000 times. Where people are going to get bored, they're not going to pay attention to you anymore. They're just going to look at you, or if they're paying attention to you, it might be for other reasons. They might just be saying, you know, look at this person, you know, just disturbing us with this one outfit all the time, kind of thing. You might start to get negative feedback. It won't be positive anymore. So what you want to do essentially is repurpose this look. You want to bring it back, you know, as many times to eventually you can retire the outfit, and you need to find ways to do that. So this is where, and this is exactly the same with content. So when I'm saying outfits, think content. This is exactly the same. You want to look at ways to now ensure that everybody sees your outfit and thinks, whoo, this is an interesting method of pairing it up, or this is a nice look, or I love the way she's done this with it. Oh, I wouldn't expect that. So, you know, maybe you're just going to wear the top, or you're going to pair the top with jeans, you know, like a denim skirt or something. And next time you're going to wear the bottom, you're going to pair the bottom with a blazer. You're going to, you know, mix and match the look to ensure that, you know, it's always fresh each time. And so you're going to repurpose the look. Make sure that you get your monies out of it. Make sure that you keep on wearing it. Make sure that, you know, sustainable for the environment, all these good stuff. So we're doing that with content. One of the things that we want to look at is how to get the message across without doing it exactly the same way. So if I have a piece of content that's talking about, it's talking about, I'm trying to think of a piece of content off the top of my head. Phew. I don't know, 10 romantic spots to go out for dinner, right? And I've posted that content, I've done my research, I've gone to the spots, I've taken the pictures, I've written the article, I've interviewed the, you know, chefs or whoever else, the owners of the establishment. I've done work, right? And I have finally put this thing together as an article. I've put a couple snaps on Instagram, and I have got the content out there and it's done. But I've put at least 6-7 hours into this piece of content. It can't just be a one-hit wonder. I can't just, you know, launch it. Maybe if we're talking about optimal time to release it, it'll be Valentine's Day. I've spoken about it on Valentine's Day, or even I might start speaking about it before Valentine's Day to get the lovers in time. You know, I'm seeing so many clicks through. So many people are so interested. I've posted it on Instagram, posted it on Twitter, posted it on Pinterest. I have posted it everywhere. Everybody knows about the 10 places to take your 10 romantic places to go on a date, or whatever the topic is called. I have launched this topic to the T, right? This piece of content. But I also know that it took me 6 hours to create this piece of content. It costs. And I don't want to spend another 6 hours, or I don't want to spend 6 hours each time I want to create one piece of content. So I really have to make sure I get more out of this content. I need to be able to take a break, you know? I can't just be doing it. It's not effective. It's not cost effective. It's not time effective. It's not time efficient for anybody. So the next thing I want to do is repurpose this content, obviously. So I might think about, okay, so the initial topic was 10 places to go on a romantic date, right? And in this piece of content, in this initial article, I have all the insights that I need. So I might repurpose it and say, my 5 absolute favorite places to go for the view, right? And I will then take the 5 places from that location, maybe a couple of BTS images that I've not shared. And then I'll say in order of my personal this, and then I'll add a different spin to it. I've got the initial content already. I've been to the places already. I've interviewed people already. I've taken pictures already. I'm just looking at it from a different angle now. And I'm reusing that same content, but I'm delivering it in a different way. So maybe before I went with homely, you know, wifeable, you know, attractive, Jeje, you know, peaceful, housewifey kind of girl with my initial look. And now it's time for me to spice it up, because, you know, before I was going to a wedding, so I wanted to look, you know, ready to catch the bouquet. I wanted to look homely. I wanted to look like, yes, I'll stay at home and look after your 10 kids. Maybe that was my initial goal with my outfit. And now the wedding's over. I've achieved that goal. That was the purpose of that content. That was the purpose of that look. That's why we spent that much money. But I've still got this outfit. Now the next time I want this outfit, maybe I'm going to hitch my skirt up a little bit. I'm going to, you know, fold the top into a crop a little bit. And now it's out in the town, having the, like, you know, time of my life. Girls' night out. This is now a new purpose, but it's the same look. Sometimes you can have the same root, the same core foundation, and it can have a different objective, or it can have a different message each time. You don't have to create something brand new all the time. So that's one way to repurpose an outfit, by changing the meaning or changing the way you look at it, and then changing the way you approach it. Another way is by keeping it exactly the same, you know, 10 spots to go out on a date, but then changing it. So 10 spots to go out on a date, obviously. 10 spots to go out on a date is a list, right? To go out on a romantic date, that's a list. You might want to phrase it as a question. And so if I kept the post exactly the same, but then I changed the structure and the question to vote on the number on the ultimate spot to go on a romantic date out of this 10. Now it's an activity. Now it's something for everything to do. So the content can be exactly the same, but now we've repurposed the content. I can talk about it again on the timeline, because now we're saying, okay, before we just gave you the list, but now we're telling you to vote. So we can have this discussion all over again without even having to create new content. We might just change the aesthetics, change the quote image, change whatever. Just, you know, maybe change a different thumbnail. So before we might have had a picture of one restaurant, now we're going to have a picture of a different restaurant with a new heading. So, on, you know, just at a glance, you might think it's a brand new piece of content. But really and truly, what we're doing now is we're voting. Before, I was just informing you. Now we're voting. Then we can have another topic where it's just quotes from romantic restaurant owners about their restaurant. And then we just take only the quotes from the interviews, let's say, and we make it a carousel and or a thread. And we just say, you know, Mont Leblanc restaurant owner, I don't know, Jason Paris has this to say, quote, blah, blah, blah. And we just do a thread of quote. And so we're literally just harvesting that same piece of content over and over again, like eagles, to be honest, over and over and over again, and looking at different approaches, different methods at which we can look, you know, the different lenses we can look through in order to take, deliver a new angle for the same piece of content. So the core of the content never changes. The 6 hours that I've spent, I won't really have to go out and do a whole another 6 hours. Instead, I think about the different outcomes and the different objectives that I can create, the different activities. Or there's a model called the jobs to be done model, where you look at the various ways in which people interact with a topic, and then you create different topics or headlines from the various ways. So one of the examples that was used from an article, you can find the article on brianmanjohn.com. They talk about Spotify, and they talk about the topic of Spotify. So the focus topic for Spotify is music. And then they make a list of all the different ways people interact with music. So sharing music through WhatsApp, listening to music with my friends, listening to music on the way to work, listening to podcasts on the airplane, doing different things. So they've come up with this whole list in which people can interact with this focus topic. And then from there, you can create blog posts. So I can say the top 10 shareable songs of 2021 between friends, topic one. 10 podcasts that you should listen to on the way to the airport, topic two. So you can just create lots and lots and lots and lots of topics. And you can, this is, Jobs to be Done is great for a wider content outlook. So if you're looking for different types of content formats that you want to post about, Jobs to be Done is a great method. But even in terms of this, where you want to look at the various ways people interact, so you can narrow it down or you can go as wide as you want. Your focus topic can be, you know, like Spotify music. Music is quite large. There's so many different ways people interact with music. So you might have like a list of 100 by the time you're done. Or you can narrow it down to just your one piece of content and say, so the core of my piece of content is romantic establishments or places to go, right? And then I create a list of all the different things that people do around places to go. Places to go with friends, places to go with your boyfriends, places to go with your lover, places to go with your cat, places to go to sightsee, places to go that are of interest, places to go for nice food, places to go, you know, look at me, I'm on a roll, I could just keep on going. So you'd create a list, and then all those, that list of places to go that also satisfies or can be satisfied by your initial article, you now have alternate headings, damn, for your article. And you also have alternate approaches for your article. So we've gone places to go with your lover, places to go to sightsee, places to go. So for example, the 10 most romantic establishments, right, which we launched for on Valentine's Day, we might say treat your mum for Mother's Day, right? Cute establishments to treat your mum and lift her spirits up. Same establishments, we might, you know, narrow it down to maybe six, maybe one or two was like obviously for lovers, but six, you know, so many restaurants all over the world that you can use for whatever needs it. There's nothing that says restaurants can only be for dates. So you might want to take your mum to these restaurants, right? So now you've got for Mother's Day. Then we have International Women's Day coming up. So treat your girls. Here are the restaurants to go to for girls' night out. Again, same information, just refashioned. And what's great about this as well is that this particular method is targeting different audiences. So you're not necessarily limiting yourself to one set of target audience. You're looking at the various different people that you can communicate with. Then, I don't know if there's International Lonely Day or International Singles Day, but if there was, then you'd be like, treat yourself to a night out on self-care. Here are great restaurants to go to just to lift your spirit up. And you've repurposed the content again. Again, you've taken a different set of shots. You've written a different copy and caption. You've got more things to say, but it's essentially the same content. By the time you're done, if you're as much of an evil mastermind as myself, you know, villain, we're looking at what, Goldfinger and Bond. If you're anything like that, you would have created at least 20 pieces of content or 20 repurposed pieces of content from the initial one piece of content. And I really hope that someone who's listening does do this, and I hope that you find it of benefit. And the way this method works as well, that's so fantastic, is that this is still of benefit to your community, because someone may not have read about the lover's post because they didn't have a lover, but they might read the mother's one because they do have a mother. Again, because you adapt your copy, your captions, you adapt what you write to satisfy the headline, people will still benefit. So if I'm saying self-care, treat yourself, someone may not have thought about going to that restaurant for self-care, but then now you've spoken about it, you've shown a different picture, they're now going to go to that restaurant for self-care. And if you think about the fact that you've still got much more content to put in between, so this isn't back to back, no one tells you if you wear the same top every day back to back, no matter how you repurpose it, someone's gonna know that you're wearing the same top every day back to back. So if we go back to the clothing analogy, what you want to do is in between, slide a new outfit in, rotate. So you might wear your little black number today, tomorrow you might wear your denim dungarees, and then maybe in 3 days' time you bring back that outfit, or you might wear it at least, you know, four times a year tops. But if the more often you show it, the more times that people are going to get used to it, obviously. And this is not something, depending on the objective, again, this goes back to the purpose of your content. Depending on the objective of your content, repetition may or may not be for you. So if you actually, for example, have a specific call to action that you want repeated, like selling your course, then yes, you want to be talking about this every single day, and you want 100 different ways to talk about this every single day. You're going to wear this outfit every single day because what you want people to do is see this outfit by force, right? So if that's your objective and you want a specific action to be taken, then yes, you do this. But if your objective is just to keep engagement, interact, grow your community, be of benefit, provide value, then you might want to slow down with your repurposing and just use it to pad your content up a bit. So you allows you to not have to create fresh brand new content every single day, but you can create content, add a bit of information, repurpose. And if you do this, if for example for every 4 pieces of new content you're repurposing to and you've got that scattered, it will make your social plan, your content calendar, a lot easier. It will allow you to be able to create content well in advance, and it will make sure that everything gets enough eyes. So each piece of content boosts your engagement, boosts your discovery. And because you're always sending your links back to the same clicks, or because you're always pushing the same narrative, you can ensure that, you know, if you're talking about something, you're going to get enough eyes on it. So you might do your campaign over the course of 6 weeks, right? So over the course of 6 weeks, if you've partnered with a certain restaurant and the goal is to get as many people into that restaurant as possible, right? Then rather than saying, go to this restaurant every 10 days, but doing it as we've done it, where we've spoken about the different ways and the different audiences, and we've looked at the alternate headings and, you know, the different approaches that these restaurants might be relevant to you, you will still be able to achieve your goal. By the end of it, you would still see that people will be able to go to that restaurant, and you wouldn't have ruined your account by making it spammy. It would be relevant. It would provide value and it would help people out. So when you're thinking about content, think about content like outfits, think about it like pieces of clothing. And if you need style tips, if fashion isn't your thing, if this has been a very terrible analogy for you, I know a couple of fashion influencers, you can talk to them and they'll help you out. In my head, I love fashion. So to me, it's like, yes, you will never catch me outside wearing the same outfit 2 days in a row, unless I'm absolutely guaranteed that I'm going to 2 separate locations and the people who saw me yesterday will not be seeing me today. I won't even post. Like, sometimes this is a bit of a side, but sometimes if I know I'm going to launch an outfit, that's what I call it, and I wear this outfit a little early, I won't post the pictures on Instagram. I won't post it till I've launched it offline, because I don't want people to feel like, oh, that's that look that you wore on Instagram. No. I have to launch it in person, offline first, before I can launch it on Instagram. That's my rule. I won't post a picture of an outfit on Instagram that I haven't worn out and about in person. I just feel like it's a waste. I feel like once I've done that, I've announced the look, and then when I wear it, everyone's like, oh, you know, that's nothing special. But yeah. That's me on repurposing. I'm not sure if I mentioned this, but I have it in my notes, so I'm going to mention it again just to be clear. But repetition is absolutely key. It's vital to getting your message across, but it should be done smart, right? So yeah, I do believe I mentioned this. You should do it in a manner that matches your objectives. And again, I don't think I mentioned this, but I'll mention it again just to be absolutely certain. Know the objective of your content. Know why you're creating your content. 1 second, let me take a drink of my tea. Try to do that as quick as possible. Ooh, spicy. Lemon and ginger. But that felt, oh gosh, that's fantastic on my throat. It was getting a bit hoarse there for a minute. But yeah, what is the purpose of your content? So what is the reason in which you're creating content? Are you creating this content to market, for marketing purposes, discoverability? Are you trying to get more eyes on something in particular? So you're creating more content. So for example, you're trying to promote something. I've got a podcast going on, so I might need to create lots of different content to keep on reminding you guys about my podcast, you know. Is that the reason I'm creating content? Am I creating content to keep on reminding you guys about my brand? I need to be front and center of mind. So that's marketing, basically. Is that why I'm creating content? Am I creating content to build my community? Am I trying to make more friends? Am I trying to know more people? So am I creating more content so that there's more things for us to talk about? Am I creating content to showcase my talent? Am I trying to get discovered? Do I want people to know that I'm good at this thing? So I'm trying to create content so that, you know, maybe I'm an artist, I'm a designer.
If you'd like to keep listening to this podcast, you'll need to subscribe at brimerandjohn.com. You'll get access to all full-length episodes of the podcast, including other perks and content, such as access to the Brimer and John community, where you'll find a network of like-minded people working together to build and grow. You'll also get access to webinars, live streams, AMAs, and benefit from tailored business advice and insights from industry experts. Join us. No, honestly, come join us. It's lit. It's really, really lit. I'm gonna keep telling you it's lit till you join. It's lit.